Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Top Model Rewind. This is Danielle.
This is Alex.
And today we have a very special guest to recap this episode. It's Jeff Epstein. Hello, Jeff.
Welcome. Oh my God, I don't think I'm that special.
Very special. We were just on your podcast, Manic.
Yes.
So we're very excited to have the opportunity to have you on our podcast. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I was very excited. I love talking top model. And I was very excited when you guys sent me which episode I would be doing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was like, this is it either
Celia,
has to be
that little, yeah.
This episode, or I don't know. The other one was like, maybe like the bird like, shoot because yeah. Allison was so good in it.
Oh, but, my God. Okay. Because I told you that was my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I should have invited you to someone. You okay, can come wait. Back.
I know this is so wild to me because this happened actually right after we had recorded, not right after, but like, you know, we recorded, I think it was like a week or so ago. Then one of my good friends who I was out with last Thursday night, as soon as I left, he kept being like, come to Dave Williams, come to Dave Williams. I'm like, no, I don't feel like coming. And I look and he's there with Allie Harvard. And I was like, oh,
what?
Fuck.
Love it.
And then two nights ago, he was like, come to this, to the Lane 8 concert. And I was like, no, I'm not doing all this crap. Who else was there again? Allie Harvard. So I didn't realize he was a good friend with her. And so I was like, maybe I'll meet her next week.
You're like, now, yes, I will definitely actually hang out with you now that you're friends
yeah.
with Allie.
And I'm like, now I knew that. But it's so funny because she was used to be a mutual friend of another friend of mine. And then I'm like, it's so funny because I was like just talking about her. And then I keep seeing her, his stories. Yep. And I was like, oh, I just was talking about her on a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So we all love Allison. We're all big Allison fans here. She doesn't do much this episode besides be kind of like, you know.
She has a good photo. I like her photo.
She does have a good photo. I will say that. But the real star of this episode, as you already mentioned, is Celia. So this is Celia's big moment this episode.
Her debut. Yeah.
Yeah. Thoughts on it? Does anyone have any? What are your
up top?
Celia's. Yeah. Let's just go because I know we're on a limited time this time. So
we
I want to just dive right in that Celia.
What do you think? What do you think, Jeff?
Okay,
you have passionate thoughts.
From the top, so Celia's the type of person, and like maybe this feels harsh or mean to say it, but like she's that type of person that no matter what, no matter how she acts or whatever, she's always going to come off as like pesty and annoying. It's even the way she looks in her face. Like, and that sounds bad. I'm not saying she's not gorgeous.
She's earnest. She's very
models.
Earnest.
There's just something about her look, her voice, her energy that's so pesty. And it's like you're coming out of the gate with that energy.
That's already a knock against you.
So pull this crap. Celia, just shut your mouth. Like, why'd you have to say anything? Just don't speak.
Yes. Yeah.
Tattletale bullshit.
Well, because
even though I don't like Talia, but still.
Yeah, exactly. We're on the same page as you. We are not big Talia fans.
No.
We don't like how she kind of like is like doing wonderful one week and then is doing like terrible the next week.
Doing literally nothing the other week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, we're not big fans of her, but yeah, I agree with you. This whole Celia thing was just not a good move on her part at all.
So stupid. It was STUPID. It was stupid.
Such a stupid thing to do.
She thought that like everyone was going to like back her up though.
Yeah.
So like I kind of
she thought she had an army, which was great.
Yeah. Well, because they were talking about it beforehand. They were like plotting.
I loved how everyone was like, I didn't think that we were actually gonna do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was that situation.
Everyone was like, that'd be really weird if we actually did that. Like
everyone's stomachs dropped when she did. And you could tell that even Tara was just like, girl, like, why are you saying this?
Yeah.
I was just like
her face, Tyra's face was just like, I am not interested in this.
Celia knew too. As soon as she opened her mouth, she was like, this was a mistake. Like the way she was like delivering everything, she sounded so scared. I was like, yep.
So
mistake.
Scared.
Just walk away. Just be like, never mind. Walk just away.
You're right. Like, it's not even like she said it and thought like, I'm going to get a great reaction. And Tyra's going to be like, thank you for telling me. It was like literally as she was saying it, it was like, oof, this is rough waters, but I'm going to keep treading.
Yeah.
I'm like, get out of the water.
Ditch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Her voice was shaking. It was very timid.
Yes.
It was not.
She
like...
was scared. And Tyra was definitely giving that energy off of like, please, why? Like, why?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Girl, don't you come in here with that. I'm telling you, when she kind of gets that, like, it's that like underspoken, soft tone, but very direct mm-hmm. eyes. Mm-hmm. That's scarier than Tyra yelling at Tiffany.
Yeah, that's like my mom. It's terrifying.
Exactly. It's mom energy.
It is mom energy. Yeah, mom Tyra's the scariest. You. Mm-hmm. Disappointed Tyra is definitely the worst. Definitely the scariest.
Yeah, that's actually, you're so right. It's not about mm-hmm. making her angry. It's disappointing mm-hmm. her.
Ooh. Exactly, if like with your parents, you. That I'm not mad, I'm yeah. disappointed. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
Side note, exactly. kind of. I was just watching an episode of the Kardashians, and for the skim shoot, it was the one where like Kim had Tyra, Heidi, and all like the icons come in. And something about Tyra's energy, even there, like, did you, mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys happen to see it.
I haven't seen that episode, but I know, I remember the shoot. Oh, wait, like, hello? I posted photos of the shoot.
Hello? Hello? Mm-hmm. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I think that was my neighbor's door.
Thank God. I thought we were about to witness a murder.
I was just like, the magic is about to happen. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just like, who the fuck is here? Okay.
Do you have a ghost?
That was fantastic, though.
I'm like, is it my landlord asking for the utilities? Which I'm like, I'm not paying because I had a leak.
That's like real scary shit, though. Your landlord. Like, you're talking real, like,
well, because I don't want to sidetrack this too much, but I've had one of the craziest stories that will always scare me is that this was like when I was 19 living in Hollywood, and it was mm-hmm. like 11:30, almost midnight, and we're watching like a TV show, me and my roommate at the time, and all of a sudden, like, the fucking poltergeist in the dark, the landlord slams over the door and was like, shut the fuck up. I'm telling you, blasted us for 2 minutes straight, and it's in the pitch again, probably almost midnight, and we were just like, like, can you even do that? Like, this is so crazy what's happening. And so since that traumatic experience, I always feel like a landlord can just barge in. Anyways, continue.
Well, that is illegal. So
yeah, I had a landlord that did that too. They like walked into our house thinking it was a different property that they were like trying to evict, and we were just hello. Like, I remember I was asleep and I was just like, what happened? And I got up and like my roommates were just in the kitchen, like, well, that was fucking weird. Like, and I was just like, what happened?
You know, he was in the right spot. He meant to come to our place.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Why was he so mad at you too?
Because we were watching the Anna Nicole Smith show. We were laughing.
Oh, the sound of laughter. That. Wow.
Yeah. That's landlord. Landlords hate that.
They hate their laugh. I mean, granted, it was late, but I was like, I can't help it. She's funny.
Yeah. Well, Tyra is, that brings us back to Tyra being scary, though. Mm-hmm. So it was all related. All related.
Yes.
Yeah. So the Talia looked just really put off guard by that, which anyone would be. Like, come on. But it was kind of, what I was thinking, though, was like, Talia, you fucked up. You told the wrong people how you were feeling. Like,
yes,
she should have been a little smarter than that, I think. A little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone should be allowed to be like vulnerable and honest about not wanting to be there, you know, because everyone's got to feel that way sometimes. But like, man, they really hate how much she talks about it, I think, which I get it. But also, like, I don't care about other people enough. Like, to you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, you will screw yourself if you actually like don't want to be here. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's that. And then it's also just like, first of all, do you not want to be here because you just wanted to be on the show? You never wanted to be a model. And you're realizing that this journey of just even being on the show is not worth it. So there's that whole separate thing. Or do you still want to be a model and do whatever, but like, this isn't for you, or you're missing people and you don't like this whole reality TV aspect of it because it is different than just like going to be a model. Secondly, you can tell from the jump that Celia is a gal who she's like a Jade in that sense. It's like, why don't you know what I mean? There's almost kind of like, if you had to pick like a Jade energy of each season, like she would be.
Yeah, probably this season.
Yeah, I would say this season for sure. There's not many people that can measure up to a Jade energy. No. But...
I mean, no. Nobody can match Jade, but you know what I mean?
But like, as close as possible. Like, yeah,
no, Jade is on another axis.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, Celia is like definitely the most like outgoing. I don't know how to describe it. But yeah. She's a lot. She's a big personality.
She's a lot.
You know. But yeah, I think Talia confided in the wrong people, shouldn't have told Celia and Allison how she was feeling. And she is really on good terms with like Amina and her crew. I think they're like legit friends. So
yeah.
And she had been telling them something similar the episode before, and they were very like, very understanding of her.
Right.
And so maybe she was like lulled into like a false sense of security. Oh, she's like, I can just tell everyone how I really don't want to be here.
I can share with people. You do fall into that trap in life where you're like, I can share with this person, and then they judge you to your face and you're like, oh.
Quick, I'm looking at Aminat's photo. I just want to see how she did. Also, I always thought it was Aminat. Is it Aminat or
Amina? Oh, I
think it's Amina.
I pronounce it Amina. I think she's, they say Amina on, I think everyone says Amina on the episode, don't they?
Unless that T is just real
fake.
I
think I've just always been saying it wrong. But agree. And then I always go back to the idea of like, they don't have like TVs or phones. So it's like, what are you going to do but talk to people?
Yeah, spilling, real.
Just spilling my guts the whole time.
Yeah.
Create your own drama around you if you have no
entertainment. I've
got
to speak to somebody.
Yeah. I am the type of person that doesn't know when to shut up for sure. Like I will say, I will say the wrong thing.
And producers are like, go tell her this, tell her this. Like they're with them the entire time. Like, do this, tell them this. Like the whole time.
Just poking them.
Mm-hmm. That's probably true too. It might have been a little bit, might have had some producer involvement. But I honestly, one thing I was wondering though was maybe she said more than what they even showed on television, because Celia was saying, or someone was saying, that like Talia was saying that the competition was a joke and she didn't.
It's a fair assessment.
It wasn't what she expected. Well, it wouldn't be good for her career. Yeah.
In terms of modeling, it is a joke. Can I say that on here?
Oh yeah. No, we take this very
seriously. We stand.
Like, I don't want to like upset any listeners, but it's like in terms of modeling and like, listen, that has been discussed in the show many times. Like, it is a joke in that aspect.
Yes,
so she probably, they obviously don't want anybody, any of the contestants saying, especially on camera. Well, maybe they do. No, maybe they did, but they probably don't want her saying on camera. And then they're probably like, why are you bringing that up?
Yes, well, we have a guest that has a theory that comes on the show that there's a secret, that there's a secret producer that plants all these things to expose the show.
One of the contestants is a producer?
No. Meaning
there's
one of the producers,
a producer that
is like
leaves
trying
things
to expose
on the show to like expose,
or an editor,
the show.
Okay, that too. Or sometimes maybe one of the contestants is a producer. No, I don't think so. Yeah. Probably would have heard it by now, but they would have been smart.
Yeah,
that
would have been maybe something that would have come out. It would
have been very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. It's I don't know. I just think that there may have been more that wasn't shown. And I think maybe they would have, I think the incentive to not show it is because they have Talia coming out looking real good after this episode as the victim, which I think she is, but like, and they don't want to like give her that, if they're giving her the victim edit, they don't want to like also like have her saying that the show is a joke. So I don't know. I'm conspiracy theorying over here, but I think there might've been more that was said. Or maybe it was just set off camera, who knows, when they were supposed to be on ice or whatever.
Yeah, or she did in fact trash them, and like I'm sure many of them do.
Do
you know many of them, probably the contestants in the show, be like, fuck this fucking stupid bullshit, this fucking shitty ass, what the fuck? Like, I'm sure they're, you know what I mean?
I mean, Natalie later on the season, like she has a rant that gets cut out, so you're right. Like, there definitely are contestants that sometimes go off, and they don't show it. They don't want.
And you're like, they're thinking about it too. It's like, you're not making like really any money. Then by the end of the day, you're on this fucking set for 14 hours of like starving. They're just like, fuck this fucking bullshit.
Oh yeah,
so
most
I get
of them
it.
Are losing money and sleep. So
I think I had Kenya on my podcast. No, not I think. I know I had Kenya on my podcast like a few years ago. And I think she said though, it was something like. Wait, no, maybe it wasn't her. I forget whatever, but something, they were making like 150 or like 100 bucks a day or something ridiculous. Like not
really?
Like 100 bucks. Yeah, something like that.
It's very low. Jesus. It's basically like just enough to cover like the food that they eat on the show.
That's
like
a per literally diem. What she said it was. That's literally insane. It was like a per diem. It was like just to live. And I was just like, oh.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, because they make
to live a model
everything.
Lifestyle. You know,
I mean, listen, that I
kind of is the model lifestyle,
the
right?
Realism, like, that is true. Like, you're gonna slum it. Although there wasn't those nice houses, I'm like, girls, Although they are nice houses, but then I think about how they have to like shack up in bunks and stuff. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's I'm so like, much I will space. There should studio. Be more room for everyone to just.
Yeah. There's always like a massive living space and these tiny rooms. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could sleep on the runway. Like,
unless you win the challenge each week and you get the nice, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, like, do they have?
When did that start?
Oh, what's the tire?
That's like
that
cycle
when
19.
That?
Yeah. I forgot
that
about
comes
that.
Later.
Yeah.
Later, yeah.
Yeah, 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 it does. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. I was like, wait, what? But then I was like, oh, yes, I remember the tire suite.
It's like the last few seasons. Cycle.
Yeah,
it's like a Big Brother thing, though, right?
Well, they do the that on Big Brother too. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, oh, they have what... the HOH yeah. room or
oh,
whatever.
That's where they got it from.
Yeah. Wow. Making the connections now. I didn't even realize
inspirational.
That.
Inspirational.
Tyra's definitely, you know, one day Tyra comes in and she heard it and she's like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's use that, right? Okay.
Ooh, Tyra this. On yeah. Celebrity Big Brother. She I think that would be fantastic.
That would have been great if she was on there with insane. Omarosa. That would have been so cool.
I would have loved that.
Wait, Tyra with Tiffany Pollard when she was on there? Oh my God. Great uh-oh. Television.
Yeah.
Was she on there? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
On the British version. I
oh
think.
Yeah, the British one. You're
but
right.
Like, okay. I mean, Florida I came... would see Tyra could be on the British version or the American version. Like,
yeah.
I mean, either mm-hmm. one.
Throw her in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she, put her on the British version, and she will be talking in a British accent the entire time.
Oh,
no doubt.
Tyra
be so good.
Enough.
Be so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, no doubt. Yeah. Anything else to say about the that whole shebang?
See a debacle.
Yeah. I don't know. She
embarrassing,
looked,
you know.
She looked so chagrined later when she had her head down.
Mortified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and listen. I listen. We've all been in a place like that where we're like getting reprimanded. Like I've been there. It's awful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We all had a boss sure. that is, you know, giving us a little something.
Not good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, not a good feeling. And then it's all gonna kind of blow up next episode, which unfortunately you won't. Be here to recap it with us, but it's gonna blow
I'm
up, but not really on Celia's. Not really Celia's.
No,
like,
somehow Celia dodges.
We'll talk about that, but yeah,
the confrontation.
Well, because I think she feels guilty.
Wait, yes. I forget.
She's hiding
just because I haven't watched the season in a bit, the cycle in a bit. Can mm-hmm. we say on here when she gets eliminated? Or
oh, yeah, go ahead.
Not mention that until uh-huh. she.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we do. So.
We gave up on the spoilers.
She gets a top three, right?
Next episode. Celia?
Wait,
No, because next episode is the color shoot, and I think she does.
Oh, I love the color shoot so much.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great shoot, but I don't think mm-hmm. I think they call her old in that shoot.
Oh well,
so...
okay. They I was just gonna say, and I specifically remember too. I believe she was no, not yellow. Tiana was yellow. She was gray,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. They gave her the old color.
Oh, God.
They
well,
were
no,
like,
yeah, what the hell?
She had that same thing. I think they used to say it with Joni back in like cycle six, where it's like you something about you like reads older. Even I think they did it with Lisa in cycle five, where it's like
yeah.
She,
yeah.
she has that like look mm-hmm. where she reads old and mature, and it could work. Mm-hmm. I think something about that too maybe like makes her pesty to me. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the way the severity of their like bone structure like picks up on camera. You know, it like it's like me. I don't know.
That okay, that's what it is. It's the severity of it, and then mm-hmm. so to have that kind of like severe personality with it is like whoa,
yeah. Too much.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Unfortunately.
And they mm-hmm. also give her, we talked about this already, but they give her this haircut that just makes her look older too. Like, I think
they
that
gave her such
part
a shitty haircut.
Too.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. always the ones. Okay. Oh, another example is Renee in cycle eight. And they're like, oh, and I was like, stop.
Oh, yeah.
You gave her this haircut that makes her look old. And they would show
yes.
the before with her long hair. She came in and I was like, she looks 10 years younger. Like, what do you, it's, I, they fucking do it every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, mm-hmm. I was thinking that when Takar comes on this episode, I was like, with her longer hair, I was like, oh, she looks so young. Like, I feel like on the show, they made her look older and more dowdy or whatever just by like cutting her hair.
Yeah.
Wait, does the car come in this episode?
Yeah. She did like a small appearance where she talked to them about like their person, mm-hmm. you know, showing off their personality.
They had a pajama party.
Yeah, they had a sleepover.
I love Takara. She actually lives very close to me. And
yeah.
so
oh, cool.
One time I like ran into her at Jane's house. It was like a nice, like, I was like, I want to say like 3 p.m. And we were both just like getting like, it's like a margarita type place, whatever. Or tequila. That's what it was at Jane's house. And then
yeah.
we were just like, she is so fun and nice. She was like living life 3 p.m. like shooting some back.
Yes.
I love her. I love
yeah.
her.
She seems fun. She seems
I enjoy
really
watching her live her life on social media because it looks
yeah.
like she is, we've talked about this before, but
happy.
Yeah, just living her best life.
That's what I mean. I'm
yeah.
telling you.
Yeah.
Because she actually lives like right off Hollywood Boulevard, which is right up the street from me. and just like living life. And she was like, gotta go. So, oh, she was like, oh, somebody's at my gate. Gotta go. I was like, bye.
Your gate? Wow.
Peace.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Taking my drink.
No, a lot
me.
Of guildings. Yeah. Like, you have to be gate.
Okay. Code.
Like the door.
To me,
code.
I'm like, oh, okay.
No, it's because Hollywood's so crime ridden and like there's just like,
okay.
Because it's dangerous. It's because
my building's
of the danger.
A shit box
and
there's still like a gate. Right. There's like a code. But I give the code to everyone.
I don't. The guy on the street.
Like, yeah,
you're
like the code. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, we just the code's on a post and above the. You
know? I don't even lock my door, and I've said that on many podcasts. I don't give a shit. I'm very just like. Here's the thing. First of all, come in. What do you want to steal? Okay, you want to come and fuck with me? Fine. We'll do that. Well, I'll have fun with that too. So I'm like, go ahead.
Oh my god, we have the neighborhood.
You're
now.
Inviting.
We
it.
Have.
Yeah.
I'm just like, go right ahead.
Yeah,
please.
Now
please
the
me
possibility
tonight.
Of someone actually coming into your house and hurting you is now like kind of present in my mind. So I'm like worried.
No,
for
but
you
right I've been saying it's not
my
wood for years.
Out, yeah.
I've been saying this for years and nobody, it's a big thing. Even my listeners are like, have you locked your door yet? No. And I did have a scare because a month ago, I walked in. So my apartment, the one directly below me is identical, mm-hmm. the exact same mm-hmm. thing. And it actually also happened to be vacant because whatever. So I get home and I get off on the second floor thinking I'm on the third, which is my floor. And I go to open the door and I open the door. And when I tell you that it was one of the most panic feelings I've ever had in my life. And I'm like, oh my God, like my apartment's empty. Like it finally happened. They took everything. Like I deserve this. Oh my God.
I deserve
it. So I turn around to like basically just like scream and like yell for, I don't even know. And I just see a two. And I was like, oh my God, that's the apartment below me. And which they left that unlocked, I guess, because it was vacant.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was just like, I like that that one was unlocked too.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I was like, damn, I was like, both these unlocked, but I was like, that one has nothing in it. Mine does. So,
yes, yeah.
And then I was like, is that supposed to scare me into locking it? And I was like, and nope, we're still like, I don't want to carry
lesson these. Not no. learned.
Can't get me.
Sorry.
Yeah. Won't change my mind.
Oh no, I love the stories. I love the stories. Takara is on this episode, but it's the only thing I want to say is like, what the fuck was the sleepover that she did with them? I was like, why? They didn't tell us why it was happening.
It was bizarre. If they were advertising those pajamas, I think. That's
maybe?
All.
Maybe?
That I actually remember, because again, I didn't watch this episode now. That is exactly what they were doing.
They were weird pajamas. Everyone was like, they're so cool and comfortable. And I was like, those look so weird.
Yeah.
Like those do not look.
The designer pajamas. Okay.
Well, there's even bizarre. Like so many, if you go back to so many of the photo shoots, especially when it came into like later seasons, it was like, okay, this like, there's not just brand placement in commercials and or like the prizes. It's like, no. Like the next photo shoot challenge is because we're selling diapers here and like that's what you're gonna do, you know what I mean? Like it was like we've got to sell something, and so they would do these like outlandish creative ideas around such a commercial product,
right, to try and tie it back.
It was so it's smarter if they're doing it in like a leisurely setting during their downtime, being like, oh, we're just relaxing, versus them like
SponCon
and hanging from like in the middle of the woods with their by oh, a God. Rope with one foot to promote so-
fucking insane
candles, like
that reminds me of the spider bite perfume ad though, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Which one was that?
That's like
in the guys and girls,
it was like a fake
the one with
perfume.
Jordan, right?
Oh, it was the first guys and girls. I forget that one.
It was with
that
Will
was
and everyone
favorite.
Yeah,
no,
oh,
that was,
it was
Will
it
was cycle 21.
It was with Will, yeah,
okay.
It
so
wasn't
it was on cycle
with
21.
It wasn't with Jordan. Yeah,
it was with Will.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right, because
we're in a web.
What's his face? We're
Matthew
partners
kissed.
In that one.
Yeah.
Wait, Will and who? Oh, and the guy that was like Matthew, because he was like weird about gay guys. Is that what it was?
No, Matthew.
No,
was
Matthew
cool.
was like very.
Oh no,
accepting.
Matthew
he
was cute
Will.
With like the little like dimples and stuff.
Yeah.
He was so cute.
Matthew was like, I don't get why it matters that I kiss this guy. Like, I don't get why people are asking me.
Yeah. Wait, who was the homophobe? Oh, Denzel was the homophobe.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
That's what it was. And Tyra was like, "Whoa, you have no place here." And I was like,
"You're in the fashion industry. Hello.
Like, get him out of here."
Yeah.
I That's think they
before someone kills him. Yeah.
His beard was a manifestation of how he did not
belong
there.
Wait, didn't it just like magically disappear though? Like I feel like they never said anything about it. Like it just
he got a rash, so they stopped making him wear it.
It reminds me of Britney cycle. Was it 8 or 10? Britney cycle.
Yes, cycle 8, I think.
This was
What's
the
that?
Same season as Cars
red
too, right?
As who?
Cars with the bleached eyebrows. Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh yeah, but Yeti. I mean, listen, Brittany and that weave. Makeover. Oh, and then Molly with the weave in 16. They have destroyed people.
So many bad weaves.
Michelle, believe when they bleached her hair and she they was like, "Guys, like my scalp is sizzling." Well, she was visibly shaking, and she was like, "Yeah, beauty is pain. This is the industry."
We had we had a really good insight from Ollie in one of the makeover episodes about Sheena's
hair.
He's
a hairstylist guest that we've had on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And he, he was telling us about how, like, they were trying to bleach Sheena's hair, and like Asian hair is like notoriously like impossible to like
because it's
dye.
So dark. Yeah.
Oh, Sheena
yeah.
from Cycle 10.
Yeah, yes. They were gonna bleach it, but then they decided against it.
What did they do? She had that like
they highlighted it because they couldn't bleach it.
But it was like orange though, or did she come orange?
Remember yes.
Was,
like, no. Orange? There were like orange highlights, kind of like blonde and orangish colored because they
like
couldn't
washed
get it.
Her the fuck out.
Yes. And she lost a bunch of hair in the sink. And like, I was like, oh, I didn't even realize that happened. But
why are they doing that?
Why are they?
We should do an episode that just ranks the top best and worst makeovers.
Ooh, that is such a good idea. That's
okay,
we really do need to do that.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a great idea. I love it.
It is.
Okay. Off the cuff, real quick, because I'm too excited to wait for that episode. What's one of the worst makeovers you can think of?
Oh God, the worst makeover. I mean, you already said Kari, but her eyebrows were
so
freaking
bad.
Horrendous. God, I'm trying to think like worst. Who does have? I hate it. Oh, I hated all the Cycle 18 like weird fake colored hair that they did that season.
Oh, the pink hair crap. Yeah. Whatever.
They gave someone like red, white, and blue hair. I was like, what is going on? Like, this is not like fashion at all. That killed me. I hated that.
Okay, actually, going back to the early days, Katie Cycle 2, there's a certain type of girl that can rock a shorter hair. And I was just like, she doesn't have that. There's a few that she's done short haircuts where I'm like, no, she, here's what it was. She looked like a cute girl for it, but like in a modeling sense, it wasn't it. Her only way of like getting away of modeling, cause she didn't have like super sharp features, would be with like longer hair and like very commercial. And so I was like, to do that to her was just not it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She looked like a little Peter Pan.
She looked like a little British boy.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Or did she look like one of those hookers at the dock? Wasn't that what one of the guys said that she was that one episode?
Either one.
All right. So let's just go to the challenge / teach. It's like this pose off kind of thing to music. They're wearing the blonde wigs from the Blondes.
Yeah, why?
And well, it's because of the Blondes fashion designers. And they're all about fake blonde hair. So
wait, look it up. I'm trying to look it up because I didn't see, but continue. I'm going to try to look
it up. Oh, yeah. So they're at some sort of club. Benny Ninja is there. And it's a pose off. They have like a model DJ in the back.
Yes.
Which I was like, perfect opportunity to have Shandy come on because Shandy is a model DJ.
She's a DJ.
Shandy's in that?
No.
She's not, but she should have been because she's a DJ. She's a Trump model and a DJ, so they should
have been perfect.
Okay, it's not coming up, but whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Well, you know, Celia's like the only one that does a good job. Like everyone else, pretty much sucks.
It looked, for some reason it was very difficult. I can't remember what was so difficult.
They
about
have high
it for
heels
them.
On, I think.
Yeah, all of them are struggling to actually pose, though. Yeah. Like change their poses and stuff.
I don't know. Well,
Celia, what, I forget what her background was, but did she go to fashion school? Like, I feel like there was some sort
of, she works at like some vague department store that's
Bergdorf Goodman, maybe?
Bergdorf Goodman, yeah.
Is she like a buyer there or something? Like,
I think she's just a salesperson.
I think.
Oh, you know that she's that salesperson that takes that job so goddamn seriously. Oh, yeah.
Getting paid $12 an hour, just, you know, styling people.
Bossing coworkers around, throwing them under the bus. She's a little narky narc. We already know
she
it.
She did not lint roll the Blazers yesterday.
She is such. Yeah. I always listen whenever I go to work anywhere. It's always like you can spot it from the beginning. Like the one that has the narc energy. I know it. Yep. I see it.
I run away from it.
I
always
more like
myself.
Ariana Grande, like. I like it.
Yeah.
I see it. That's what I was thinking.
I want it. I got it. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
No, I see it. I run.
Yeah.
No. When I was a manager, I just remember like employees narking on other employees to me. And I was just like,
no, don't tell me.
I was just like, this makes me like you less.
You were Tyra. You were Tyra.
I was. I absolutely was.
Tyra was just like, don't tattle. Tyra was literally just like, don't tattle.
I'm just like, that's not chill, man. That's your homie. That's supposed to be your crew, whatever.
Listen, tattletales get 10 years in the state pen. Just kidding.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't know it was that where you were from. Yeah.
No, yeah, but that's like... they could and should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. More, yeah. More prosecution.
Why don't we prosecution for stop tattletales. Prosecuting weed crimes and prosecute tattletales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I support it. Get those people on the streets.
I'm like, speaking of, we should also do a top metal episode on all the contestants that have been arrested.
Oh, there are too many.
It's sad. It's really
it'll be
sad.
A great episode. It is
unfortunately. We'll just read all their charges. We'll just be talking about her like the entire time, basically.
Yeah. She'll take up a good chunk. That that armed robbery wasn't light.
That was intense. Yeah.
The standoff with police. She literally had to stand off with police.
You have no idea. Like, I've also read about that so many times for whatever reason. I still Google it over and over again. And I'm like, Jeff, like, you've already read this. Like, the robbery.
I need a refresher.
It's fascinating.
And then I look at that insane mugshot. Oh,
Renee is a true crime podcast. It's just about Renee.
I'm here for it. Listen, her and Casey Anthony.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, she is living life.
Similar vibes.
What were you gonna say? Renee is your Alex. Renee is one of your what? You were like gonna say Renee is one of my.
Oh, she's one of my favorite like contestants. Like the whole story, just the whole everything.
Especially
getting that
because
timeline.
She went to prison. Like, we thought she'd be good, and then still.
But like Renee. before Top Model, on Top Model, after Top Model, like prison. It's just like there's so much. Like it just keeps going. And now she's just kind of what's she doing?
Okay. I was gonna say, so there's no way we could reach out to Renee to come on because she's simply unreachable.
Right.
Who can we reach out to in connection with Renee or in connection with her? Like, oh, do we get the baby daddy on here?
Oh, no.
God, no.
Maybe a parent.
Well, actually, he didn't seem so bad. Right. Yeah. He didn't seem like a bad guy.
No, he took custody of all the kids when she gave them up, when she signed them over, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so they definitely had problems, but they were both, weren't they both
drugs
having, addicted to opioids, or was it just Renee?
I think it was just her.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, Melissa, maybe we haven't dug deep enough. Clearly, we need to keep Googling.
Yeah, there's more Googles to be.
I'm always like, Renee, all way now. And then I'll do these like random, because you know, a girl like that, like she would be on Facebook posting some weird shit, not like Instagram. So I'll be like searching through Facebook, which I don't even use, but I'll go on for these random searches being like Renee Allway, like Riverside, Palm Springs, like Riverside County, like trying to figure this shit out.
She had a Twitter
investigating.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I think she might have had it while she was in custody, but I'm not sure. Like,
sounds like Renee.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there are inmates who are TikTok influencers. So, I mean,
fantastic.
Listen, I remember one time being in jail.
You gotta work.
One time, and like one of the guys, like, this is in county jail. And so, like, at that point, if anybody that was like in prison has a court date, they come to the county jail to await for their court date. So he's there. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm so mad I have to be here for a few days. He's like, I miss my tablet. I'm like, your tablet? He's like, yeah. He's like, upstate, we got tablets. I'm like, tablets? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you're much more comfortable.
I don't even have one at home.
Honestly, the higher the prosecution, the more comfortable you are. Like, death row. Oh, yeah.
This was like 2015, 16. Like, this was like, you know, not like everyone had that stuff. I was like, I certainly don't have a tablet. Like, what
the hell? Yeah.
That's like hard to hide, too. Like, how do you hide a tablet?
It's not even like to get confiscated. Like, they are allowed to have them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, to be fair, that doesn't make a little bit of sense. I just read like a Twitter thread that was like,
I support it.
Yeah, yeah. There was someone who was like, oh, like, my friend was incarcerated in 1995 and he's out and he has no clue how to work a cell phone. It's like, why aren't we teaching people how to work cell phones? I'm like, okay, maybe we should just give.
Well, I guess they got the message because they got tablets.
Yeah.
I mean, ahead of the time.
I guess Renee had one as well because she was tweeting from prison.
I guess so. I don't know. They're like, yes, Twitter access, check. You get that.
Renee comments on this. She was like, I never tweeted from prison.
Excuse me. That was only on the website.
That's a lie. Yeah.
We can not agree that you comment. Yeah.
Celia wins. This is
Celia wins. She plays with the dress.
Natalie is in the final two. Does not make it. No. I do want to just one thing like, about Courtney. They talk about Courtney a lot this episode. They say she says she's like her personality is like old man in a model's body.
I'm looking at her picture.
Comedian
old comedian.
Wait, her picture
in a curvy
is
woman's body.
So even like the energy is like, I don't, does that sound bad to say old man?
No, I mean, she says it
to me. Yeah. She is like a wooden doll. That's what she's like to me.
Her bone structure is incredible.
Yeah.
Especially in that picture.
She's really pretty. Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Some of these like, oh, Talia.
Oh yeah. We'll go through every.
Yeah. Sorry.
Like
I'm like,
every single photo.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
But,
yeah, oh, she's... Celia. Oh God.
Okay. Yo, yeah. Scare. Oh yeah. We'll get there.
Okay.
Jump
okay.
Scare.
well, like I didn't close. I didn't zoom in. I was actually, when yeah. I got this email, I was driving. So I was just like slowly, like kind of looking through like stoplights, but I didn't zoom in.
Yeah.
A close up. So, like, you know what, Tyra? You know what's so scary too when they're looking and Tyra's like, can we get a close up? They do. And then she's like, oof. Like,
yeah. Those
yeah.
Are fun.
They do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She asked for a close up. That's bad.
I don't know. There's not much else to say about the pose off. Alice, like, well, what I wanted to say was like, they were talking about Cordy and how she's like this comedian. And Celia was like, she doesn't take anything seriously. And I was like, she did not make like a single joke this entire episode. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
like,
it was bizarre.
They were trying to portray
her.
Celia
just takes everything very seriously that people say. She doesn't like it when people aren't representing themselves how she thinks they should. I feel like she just has some control issues. Armchair psychologist Celia this cycle. So that's the one I've chosen. Yeah.
You're going to provide a full psychological profile.
Yes, by the end of this cycle.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yep, you're welcome. Wait,
have we done a deep dive or a recent update on Celia?
She has an Instagram that is fairly active.
Celia what?
Ammerman.
Oh, it's like Ammerman. That's of course it is.
Yeah, Ammerman. Yeah.
Of course it is. Okay. Followed by Top Model Rewind. No verification. 22.7K followers. She has long hair now, which is good. Okay.
Which is good. Yes.
Shocking. Guys, here's what's shocking. She looks younger now than she did then.
This happens
a lot.
Yes,
because they let her have long hair in society.
She's kind of killing it here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, she looks like she's having a fantastic life that I would love to have.
Wait, she actually really does. I'm like, how does she... Wait, how is she affording... I'm like, I'm always like, how are you affording this?
I mean, she kind of gave off money vibes to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She reposted... Clothes. Sorry, this is just a few years. She reposted the gray color picture. Hello. So she loves it. And
she
said...
She said
10 years ago. Okay, she does look harsh, but it's a good picture. Okay, sorry.
I guess she has blue.
Wait,
it's like a dark bluish
but
green.
I feel like somebody else had blue.
Yeah. There was a lighter blue.
Like
a
she
brighter
was given
one.
Gray, but there had to, wait, nope. Hold on. Somebody else had to be given blue. For sure.
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
I don't know.
Then who got gray? Did Faux get gray?
No, she got red.
Oh, yeah, Faux got red.
That one's good.
Wait, yeah. Fuck, we got to figure this out. This is driving me nuts. Hold on.
You can look
Celia
at all
got blue. Who the fuck
it's
got
all
gray?
On the internet. Yeah.
Yeah. Antium.
Not London. Did London? Wait, I think London got gray.
Maybe it was London. That would make sense. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah. Thank God we got that out of the way.
Maybe they should have swapped.
I was just thinking gray. I literally, like, in my head made it gray because I was like, old gray. Celia, old.
Well, and the energy that it's so funny because the color that it's showing is blue, but the energy it's giving is gray. And that speaks volumes.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Yeah. Put that in your psychological profile, Alex.
It's in there. Yeah.
It's a Prozac capsule in itself.
The shoe. We'll just talk about the shoe before we get to the photos. It's this like Ellis Island thing. They have a lot of children.
Babies.
Benny Ninja is there being a dad. And they're immigrants. They're a big I really want to know the story about this immigrant family that has Benny Ninja as the father and just a very diverse group of children. And I'm just curious what the story is behind this family. I'm very intrigued by all these families.
We get a lot of different stories.
I feel like Benny Ninja has been on several Top Model.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say I'm not imagining that. Like he's been on their
House
many
of Ninja.
Times.
Yeah.
Was he also on there with the crumping?
Yes. Yeah. Wasn't he?
I think the crumping episode cycle 6.
I thought he was on there with Joni and maybe not that specific challenge. Maybe not.
Okay, but I feel like he was probably on cycle 6.
Probably he's been on like several cycles. He was on last cycle 11, so I mean he pops up all the time.
Oh yeah.
And he's he didn't really pose very much in this shoot though. Like it was very
maybe he hurt his back or something.
They underutilized him. I don't know.
Like, yeah, he's a talented person. Yeah,
he could have done some interesting contortions, but mm-hmm. it was just all we very just that. Like straight, you know, in body and in portrayal, and it was just not him. It didn't seem.
It was
him
Ellis
at all.
Island. Baby.
It was just not him. It was just not him.
And then they shot it. They shot it with like a real like old film camera too, like with very long exposure time and everything. Which I was wondering if that made it, because at this episode, this shoot is not very exciting to me. And I wonder if like the energy was kind of like zapped from it by using the old camera technique. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I didn't spot that, but something to look back on. Listen, I love rewatching episodes with like, if somebody calls something out and you watch it with like a different lens or whatever, or you like read something about the person that was going on, you're like, oh my God. You know what I mean?
The perspective. Yeah.
Which I love. That's why I love like watching the interviews with the models now and like coming back to the episode and like seeing the inside scoop on everything. It's
imagine we find out all of a sudden they're like, yeah, when Celia did that in the judging panel, like she was on Oxycontin, and I would be like, oh my God. Like
I knew it.
Yeah, that explains it. That explains it. Yeah.
Like they're actually spoiler, Tali was on Oxycontin.
Yeah.
She was very chill. So I mean she's just
maybe Klonopin.
Yeah, it could have been K-pins. Something.
Us.
Definitely a benzo. I'm like, she was relaxed.
In comparison.
But in relaxed, but also stressed. It's a weird combination with her.
There's a distance there.
A few things to figure out there.
Lot to unpack.
I also would love to know what Talia is doing these days. I bet you she has no social media.
That you are correct. I have not been able to find her. She is like one of the only ones from this cycle that is untraceable. So
fantastic.
Yeah, I would love to know. Really.
Who do you think who's the biggest on social media from this cycle? Probably Allison, right?
Oh yeah. It has to be
Allie Harvard. I'm telling you, well, again, she keeps popping up my friend's feed. So I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's Allie very
Harvard.
Popular.
I'm like, why is she? It's Allie Harvard Burke. She got married to Jeremy Burke. I used to follow that.
Wait, this is so fucking wild.
I did not know this. Okay, now this is making so much more sense. I don't know if I could say this on maybe I can. I don't know.
You probably can.
I probably can. If not,
it is publicly
I've said on my
available.
I know. All right. So well, you know. I'm a part of a reality show that's being developed by a company. And so I just saw that she's also a casting producer there. And the person that I said that was going with was the casting producer that I deal with. He was one that was like, oh, come on, whatever. And so that makes so much sense. So I guess she's not modeling anymore. And she's now a casting producer at this company that I am. I had no idea. This is just shocking.
I had no idea she was a casting producer either.
Neither did I. I was like, wait a minute. This is wait.
That makes sense. She's an artist. She had a vision, you know?
I'm like, so I guess she's seen my tape. Okay.
She knows you already.
That's cool.
Interesting. Okay. This is, my mind is blown. I had no, I was like, wait, I just thought like he was friends with her. Obviously I knew because he, whatever, but wait, this is so wild because even as recent as like a few years ago, I think she was still like modeling stuff in the Philippines. And then now she's a casting producer.
She totally was. Yeah.
Okay,
this
give me
is
a minute. I'm going to check my water.
Yeah, I mean, I would not have pegged her ever like being a casting producer. Like, that doesn't seem like her vibe to me. I'm kind of surprised. She also sold some NFTs when that was like really popular.
I maybe it's just because of the situation, but like, I'm so taken aback by this.
Yeah. No, this is, Process. I love what's happening here. You're just like learning
the connection
about your own life. Yeah.
I'm like, why? Because I'm looking, I'm like, wow, like he's with her a lot. And again, every time it was with him, and I'm just like, this is like, wow. I'm like, they're just really good friends. And I'm like, well, maybe they are, but they're also working together. And I'm like, I guess that means I'm essentially working with her too. Like, what's happening?
That's cool.
Here?
Allison's not your boss. No, not your boss, but.
Hey, could you imagine? Or Allison, the one that's like, actually acts him.
God.
Hey. So, all right. Interesting.
Wow. Okay. Sorry.
More connections than we realize.
I'll follow up with Ron later.
I
text him like, what the fuck, Allison?
All right, let's just go to the photos. Let's look through the photos. Okay, we'll talk about which ones, how we feel about each one. We're starting with Tiana. Are we all ready?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm scrolling. She was the first one up. Are we going the same order of the email?
Yeah, we'll just go in order. To me, this is very boring from Tiana. My thoughts.
The children aren't really helping, I will say.
I agree. It's extremely boring. Even just the side pose, the turn of it, it's all boring to me.
Yeah, they said that they liked it. And I was like, what are we looking at? Because I'm looking at someone who's just standing there.
It's not bad, but it's just extremely boring.
I think it looks extremely real. So that's great, but it's like not at all like any kind of modeling.
Alex, you almost kind of just changed my whole perspective on it because you're right. It almost looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like it could be a still from a movie. Oh, that's so fucking
weird. Looks
like
she's fleeing a domestically violent situation.
Hold on, this is her.
And Penny Ninja is the...
No, now the producer...
Ninja is her protector. Yeah.
Now the producer just texted me. It was like, do you want to hop on a Zoom? And I'm like, is Allison joining? Guys, what's happening?
Okay, on the podcast.
No, I'm saying no, I can't because a baby boy is coming tonight. Okay, sorry. Continue. Should be on. Okay. I think if you look at it as a still from something, it's very powerful. And that's where I'm ending. Wow, Alex, you have just changed my whole mind.
The face, thank you. The face is, I like the face. I just hate that she's just standing there. Like there's nothing else. Just sitting on that gorgeous, gorgeous wind tunnel face.
I mean, I think they liked it because of what you said, Alex, that it looked real.
Yeah. But... And like, I appreciate that. It's just like, I get also that it's like not really modeling. It's just kind of like, it's like when they tell them they need to be like model ugly, you know, like
that's
that
what I mean.
Kind of thing.
So it's like as powerful as it is, and I like it, and not in terms of a model. Like if that was just like a portrait photo, like in your house of like this kind of like powerful like moment in history or something, I'd be like, okay. But as a modeling photo, no.
Yeah, if it was your grandma, I'd be like, wow, awesome. But
yeah, amazing. Is that your family? Yeah,
Like so many questions.
And if I was whatever I was. Tiana's age in that photo, and you just said it was like my grandma, I would be
like your grandma is gorgeous.
All right, so let's go to London.
Okay,
London is next.
Okay, I'm zooming in.
Let's not go to London, England,
I'm like, why am I like, cannot see shit.
I know.
So
okay, you go first.
I actually liked it. They didn't like it because she wasn't looking at the camera, but I think she looked, to me, it had a story. She's like, you know, it's a new world. She's looking to the future. I was like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. There's something here. But I don't know. Her face is very pretty, too.
Yeah.
Her body sucks, though. Her, like, isn't her modeling, like, pose sucks. But
Alex, you go, because then I have something.
Okay. I don't mind it. I think she looks, super duper short. She cut off, like, she just cut her legs off. The way that she's posed.
She's like,
I think I think if she had her legs, I don't know, like in just a different position, like on the ground, I think it would have been a much better pose. I don't mind that she's looking away from everyone else. I think it's the mother's duty to be watching everybody's back all the time. So that's what I think she's doing here.
Okay.
Not really, but I don't care. It doesn't bother me that she's looking the other way.
Mm. No, I think for me, it's like, I don't mind it either. She has like the type of face that's a little bit doughy in features. And so you have to be careful with angles. So like she's really powerful, like straight on, like with the color picture and things like that. Mm-hmm. Or if you have to angle, do it right. And so it's just not like, it like doesn't utilize her face in the best light, pun and no pun intended.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Her face falls a little bit flat on that angle.
To me, she was one of the few that I was like, oh, you look like you're from this era, though, which I...
Yes.
Because the hair, I agree. From the jump, looked fitting. Like, again, if this were... Okay, if this were like... Let's say this is one of those shows. I don't watch period pieces. But let's say this were like... what is it? Downton Abbey? Like, Downton Abbey, the season 3 poster? The season 3 poster of that. I'd be like, oh, sure, this is it. It
belongs.
But that's not a modeling thing. It's like, that's the poster.
True. Yeah, true. Yeah. Okay. Next is Sandra.
Oh, I forgot her.
Yeah. Well, she had a great killer photo last week, but
this week not so much.
Yeah.
For a second, I was like, "Which one is her?"
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No. She's not.
She just like blends in. Yeah.
This is the creepiest photo of all of them too. I think these children are fucking with me. I do not like it.
Children of the Corn.
Yeah, I don't like any of this. Yeah, she looks possessed. Either. So I don't.
What's that movie with? Yeah, I don't, this is, it's definitely off for me. I think it's a no for me. And also,
yeah,
the wardrobe styling and that whatever they put on her head, this with that angle of the photo just looks, you can't tell what it is. It's all
Has she been lobotomized or something?
Literally, like you can't tell what it is.
I think it's supposed to be a flower, but yeah, I don't, you don't really see it.
Wouldn't know.
That's me really
this
reaching
old ass
my,
film. Yeah,
in my bag there. Yeah. I have no clue. Yeah, it's just nothing's model. She's not really posing.
Benny has stolen the shot. And this kid with his arm on his knee, he's really killing it. Yeah.
He looks like an 18th century dock worker. He is like really.
I work the docks. Legit. Yeah. That's funny.
But
right.
No. Yeah.
Nothing from Sandra in this photo.
Yeah. It's a no. She went from really like hot, like she was like doing so well last week.
Killed
just
it.
Like,
yeah.
Meow, terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Now our girl's up.
Yeah. Allison. She struck a pose. She really looks like someone's like struck a pose. And she's
wait.
Like,
yes.
Can you imagine Tuesday night if Allison, he's like, you can you zoom? And I say, if I were to say yes, if baby boy wasn't coming over. And she's one of the ones on there. Could you imagine my shock? I just did a fucking podcast.
On
I was just talking about you.
I looked at your face from 10
so
years ago.
Shaken to my core of this. Okay, let's continue. So casting director Allison.
Really doing
it's
well
one of those things where it's like, I admit that this isn't the best of her work, but even that is still so good to me.
Yeah,
it's still amazing. You know what I mean?
Like, in comparison to all these other shots, I think it's one of the best for
it's
sure.
It's so much better than the rest of the shots. Yes.
I also give a lot of credit to styling and hair and makeup here.
Oh, yeah. She had the best styling. Yeah.
Well, to me, she looked one of the best. She looked the least like she belonged in the era, though, to me. She looks more
almost like emo circus, but that's why I like it because she stands out more. And I like the setting of the picture she happened to also just get one of the best backgrounds.
She got more of the fashion. Yeah. I actually really liked Paulina's like take that she looks like the oldest child or something. And I was like, I like that. I like that story.
Mm-hmm.
You like Chia's?
I just
Mommy's
wish,
dead.
I think if she had dropped the arm behind her head, it would have been a little better. Because I really like the legs. Yeah. I like her face. I like what she's doing with her other hand. But I feel like the arm on the head is just a little too much. I'm like, maybe put it down and do something else with it. But I still think it's one of the best photos of the week, probably.
Agree. Yeah. And I think she could have had both arms down. It would have just been like, perfect. That's it.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. But overall, Allison is staying true to her like title as one of the best. So
my boss.
My boss,
my
Allison
boss
Harmer,
that I'm so loyal to.
That I just learned was my boss.
Wow.
All right, Amina's
a little blurry for me.
Amina's
is so blurry.
I'm not finding a good photo.
It's so annoying. This one is so annoying because it's such a good photo.
Because
like
it's not
when
even bad. It's actually good. And they don't.
It's a really good photo. And they don't, can't see it. Like, we can't see her face.
Yeah. I don't know if I say it was really good, but it's one of the better ones, in my opinion. And
I just love her face. Yeah.
Which you can't see.
Yeah.
But when,
what I see, though, you could tell it's also that. Going back to what I said about Faux, like this is actually the perfect angle of her face. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get that. You have to get the side angle right, lighting wise, and everything like that. But also have to have the angle for it and know your angles.
Yeah, yeah. I also just really like her styling.
She got the same good setting as Allison. Anyways. Let's
go
to,
well, yeah, we could talk about Amina, but I mean, I don't have much.
I'm done with her, honestly.
I'm done. Let's move on. That kid stole it with that face. So
Bo is number two, the one that I'm like, she looks like she belongs in the era because of those eyebrows, man. Those little tiny eyebrows.
She looks so short.
Her short hair.
She looks, that's what it is. I was like, what's wrong with this? She looks so short.
Yeah.
It's a bad
Holy
angle.
Hell, she looks short.
It looks like a kid playing dress up.
Yeah.
That's I think true. That's my whole issue with it. I think it's like I can't get over it. She looks the size of the children just a little bit further up, further front on the frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be a better photo if she was like facing the camera a bit more.
She's putting a little too much drama into it as well. Like, I feel like it's a little too exaggerated Accuracy. For how everyone else is. Yeah.
It's a Broadway
the
poster.
Tone. Yes. They're like, yes, we came to America so that mother can be an actor. It's not gonna work out, but we're supportive. So
yeah, I could see that for sure. I don't know. It's just like, I feel like it could have been way better than it is. And I'm so a little disappointed by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah. All right. Natalie.
Oof.
I think this is really good.
Hon. Well, I'm zooming in, hon. Okay.
Her face is good.
Here's what's, I guess she, this is like a tough thing with modelers. Sometimes you said this just before about like, you can't be afraid to like look ugly. She's like such a cute, adorable girl. And this doesn't show her in an attractive way, but it is a great photo. But it's almost like, to me, her face is like too soft and innocent and commercial to kind of go this angle. Like, I just think she's so not fit for this. And so that's where I'm at.
I like her styling a lot. I like her pose a lot. I don't like her face as much as the judges did. But I mean, it's not bad. It's just, I don't know. It's, I thought it was one of the better photos this week. It's just not, I don't know. Not my favorite.
Probably top two so far. But yeah, I guess the more I look at her face, the more I'm like, okay, maybe it's not the best, but I thought it looked
like her pose a lot. Yeah. I like her pose a lot. And yeah, she had a good placement too. Like she looks the most like natural in her, with her brood. So
yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's a pretty good photo. I would say top three, maybe not top two.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the hand showing off the garment, which is always
she's working the garment. That's the highlight.
Okay, I agree. And like I think body, yes. And that's where I'm leaving it.
Yeah. I think she's kinda lowered her one foot that's like up a little bit. If she had lowered that a little bit more, it'd be a bit better.
Yeah.
Oh wait, because you can't really see. It looks weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now you point it out.
Now you point out this peg leg.
Yeah. She's hiding her other leg with.
I'm just gonna look over it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Next is Courtney, who I like. Yeah. Don't even remember who she is, but yeah.
She's very forgettable. She dated Dale Earnhardt Jr., so that's about the most interesting thing about her on the show. Which is funny because that's exactly what she said she didn't want to be known as, but it's what I know her as.
It's what we know her as, yeah.
And yeah, this is actually, I thought, better than I thought it was going to be, but it's still pretty boring. And
it's my favorite Benny shot.
Yeah, Benny's working it the most in this shot. But Courtney is not working it at all.
She looks sleepy.
Yeah, especially.
Yeah, Benny is actually still in the show now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
He's in the background, but he pops.
You know what? Like, if this were like, take that face, obviously not the still setting, but take that face and she's just doing like a casual look for like a good Instagram picture, I'd be like, great.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
Like, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not.
With like some like little cutesy caption, like, not this, I'll tell you that.
This is, that face is confusing in this context.
Nothing about it makes sense. It doesn't flow together or with the photo or the context or anything. Not a favorite.
Yeah.
Sorry, no. Courtney.
All right.
Okay, well, the next two.
Next is Talia. Surprisingly really good, I think. And I like this photo.
I mean, it doesn't look like her.
It does not look like her at all. It's crazy. Yeah.
Is that a plus?
I don't think she's like super I actually think it is a great photo. I think it's amazing.
I think it's always good to be able to transform. Yes, she looks like a dancer. Let me do something. I don't know what they do. But...
Yeah, Fo came to America to be an actress. Talia came to dance. And she's hired because
or
like
to cast spells.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm actually
a little bit too.
Crystal ball.
Because I didn't remember it, but I'm like, yeah, she did her thing here.
She killed it this week.
See, listen, I give credit where credit's due.
She has her portfolio is not as bad as I remember it.
Yeah.
She
is one of those models that she's one of those models that just like never appears like a model in panel. You know what I mean? Like it's like you never see model when you look at her really.
Yeah.
She'll take her photos. She has some good photos.
Yeah, not bad. Impressive. And this is why she did not go home this week, because yep. she had a good photo. So yep. Celia.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Celia, goddamn.
Celia.
Yeah.
That's what I just said. Celia, goddamn.
Celia.
Yeah. What's going on?
The fucking face. I just can't.
Yeah, the face.
Look at this
also,
photo.
Also, I will say this though, and I go back to this a lot. Like, I feel like I don't think it was her that said it, but there's other contestants have been like, well, there were better photos. Like, why'd you pick this one? Like, I know for a fact there were better photos. I know okay. this for as somebody who shoots themselves. Like, I know I can tell. I know this for a fact.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Interesting. I mean, because your face just looks kind of wonky here, right?
That was a certain movement. And you could tell blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, like again, I'll take a ton of pictures. I'll do it myself too, whatever. And you'll make it's like that weird one movement. You're like, okay, it's not working. I know for a fact if we went back, there was a better picture.
Or probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, her pose I think is okay though.
The pose, a bit like a villain, but the face. Yeah. The face looks deranged.
Can't it's get over
not it. Flattering of her face either, and no. it looks strange. And she looks 100.
Yeah, she does. She looks like she's already a grandma coming over.
I really thought you were gonna be like, she looks 100% something, and just she no. looks.
She looks 100 years old. Wow. 105 maybe. I don't know.
I mean, yeah,
she does.
And then listen, little girl to the right is working it way more.
Yeah,
I know, right? Right.
The
next
one
to her.
Who has like the hands on her. Are you talking about yes. her or the one with hands on hips? Or
yeah, the hand on the hip and leaning like okay. towards Celia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, both of them though. Yeah,
both actually. Up.
Yeah,
yeah, they both.
All these
they
kids are
in
stealing
Annie.
It.
Like,
yes,
yeah, and Annie for sure. And it so again, that actually a good point because it almost looks like this could be a poster for Annie and she's Miss Hannigan.
Oof, true. Wicked Miss Hannigan.
It's true. No.
Yeah,
it's that's sad, but it was sad but true. Yeah. Well, that's it for the photos. So. Yeah, I think my personal favorites are Talia, Allison, and Natalie. Those are my top three.
Olympic favorites.
You know what I'm Talia. Getting from Celia?
What?
I'm getting unmedicated Phantom of the Opera vibes from oh, Celia. Just looking
okay.
at her.
I like the gender on Phantom of the Opera. Yes. We got two different yeah. musicals being merged into one photo.
Yes.
I would say... Okay, wait. Now, like, how do I not? Okay, well, I don't want to pick favorites here. Allison be up top,
Of course.
And then okay, let's see. No, Tana's boring. Honestly, I don't like love any of these ones. I think that's what the issue is.
They're not very good. Yeah,
because they use this film, it kind of obscures a lot of the. I feel like detail.
I'll give top three to Talia, Allison, and I guess Tiana.
Wow.
Okay. I like Tiana's. Yeah, you're wrong.
Sometimes you just gotta, you know.
So there's not much else to say about this episode. I mean, we have the final. The Talia was first call out. Bottom two was Courtney and Sandra. Mm-hmm. Courtney goes home. Post show, she's like kind of a commercial success, I would say, but yeah, she's a good commercial model.
Like, I never heard of her.
She did ads for Olay, Special K, Bare Necessities, ooh. Kohl's, Talbot's.
I believe she was the only one that I forgot that she existed.
Yeah. Well, she just looks very like perfect for catalog, so I'm not surprised that she did well. Yeah. So
wear some khaki pants, I'm telling you.
That's about it. So thanks for coming on, Jeff. We really enjoyed
thank
having you.
Me. Okay.
Thank you.
So
this has been such a whirlwind. Yeah.
We're doing another episode. Wait, there was a few ideas. Oh, one was the best and worst makeovers.
Yes.
I love that idea.
We have to do this.
I love it.
And then the other one was I forget what it was.
Contestants
was
in prison.
One.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, contestants have been arrested. Yeah.
Yeah. Our top model true crime
incarcerated
podcast.
Yeah.
America's next top felon.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yes. Yes.
Oh man. Can't wait.
I'm like, it's Renee. We already know.
It's Renee wins. Spoiler.
She wins. Yeah. She won. She did.
And that podcast that you were talking about is called Manic Podcast. So if you want to hear more from Jeff, you can find his podcast on Patreon.
I was going to say the best way to do it is just to go to my Instagram at it's Jeff Epstein, and the link in my bio is everything. I have a ton of links in my bio. All of it's there. Just
the links are in the bio. It's links like what, $5 a month? So I'm
This one's the other starts at $5. Again, and then I end up releasing some of the episodes on regular. Yeah. And then I also am the host of Adderall and Compliments with Annabelle. Okay. And so there's, I mean, probably can find me too many places.
What's your at too? Do you want to shout that out real quick?
At it's Jeff Epstein, spelled like, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
Spelled it
by another felon.
Yeah.
So we will we'll put it in like the show notes too, so people can find it there.
That's perfect.
But thank you so much for coming on this. We really enjoyed having you.
Thank you. Yeah. I would love to come on anytime, like for real.
Welcome back anytime.
Yeah, we will. You're welcome back. We'll make it happen.
I love this, but not next week. I'll be in Mexico.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah.
Have fun in Mexico.
And then you're like, no.
Please lock your door while you're in Mexico.
Yeah, please. We're now on the lock your door train. So
yep.
Do it.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.